On the phone, we have five-time first-team All-Pro, six-time Pro Bowler, and 2018 Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee, Terrell Owens. What's going on, T.O.?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking this time out to speak with us today. You know, we can go on and on about your career accomplishments as a professional. They've been well documented over the years. But something a lot of people may forget is that you're a native of Alabama. Kind of talk about what it's like, what it was like growing up in the small town of Alexander City.
Well, I think anybody knows that's from a small town, small city, or what have you. You're limited, you know, to a lot of resources and things that, you know, some of the big cities, inner cities, are accustomed to. You know, I mean, there's everything. You know, you can get into as far as trouble and everything else. Lucky for me that I had a grandmother that raised me and a mom. I was able to kind of, you know, keep myself out of trouble. But, you know, like I said, grew up in, you know, low-income family. Very blessed to be able to do some of the things that I did, considering, you know, some of my circumstances. But I didn't allow those circumstances to really dictate, you know, really kind of the outcome and really what I wanted to do for my life and my football career. And I was one of those kids that that was a late bloomer, played four sports in high school, ran track, I played baseball, obviously basketball, and obviously football. So these are some of the things that that I did in Alexander City. Went to Benjamin Russell High School, and again, like I said, man, I'm just fortunate to be where I am today. If it wasn't for my desire, dedication, and discipline, you know, none of what I would have been would have achieved would have happened.
Yeah, and I will say now, I don't think anybody in the NFL, in the history of the NFL, had the T.O. type celebrations. You're still the king of celebrations, and I can't say that. But on to this, now about the third annual alumni game. Kind of speak about this game and how it came about. I know you guys did it at Alex City one year, and then you went to at Coosa one year, at Benjamin Russell, right. Then you went to Coosa. And now you guys are bringing it here to Alabama State. Kind of talk about the game and what makes it important for you guys to bring it here to Montgomery, to Alabama State, a historic HBCU.
Well, they brought it to my attention a few years back. This will be the third year that we've done it. And as you mentioned, the first year was the game was played in Benjamin Russell. The second game was at Coosa Central High School. Mm-hmm. And we have some individuals. And I didn't notice till well after I was in the league and was playing that, you know, that played, you know, 25 minutes away from me, that went to the high school that we played against. And so you think about Adalius Thomas and Mario Moon, who played in the NBA, and Justin Tuck, he played with the Giants, Adalius, who played with the Ravens and the Patriots. And Scotty Bynes, who had a short stint with the Detroit Lions, who's from Alexander City. You know, these are guys that, again, come from very small communities. I think Central is smaller than Alexander City. Yeah. And so, you know, we wanted to basically, you know, I was contacted about this alumni game to really just give back to the community. And that's what we did. And we saw the growth in 2 years that, you know, both years it was standing room only. And so, you know, the guys approached me after last year's game. Obviously we got some TV coverage from it. The games are very, very competitive. And we wanted to basically see how we could, you know, expand upon what we were doing. And the guys, you know, that I mentioned, you know, they wanted to do, you know, do bigger and better things. And so this event that we're doing, it's bigger than us. And so we wanted to basically just do something outside of our area codes. You know, we wanted to do something outside of the 256 area code. And you know, when you think about the guys that came from those communities that we mentioned, you know, we didn't have resources or access, you know, to larger universities to do anything. We were blessed with opportunities to go on and play football, and obviously try to extend our education beyond where it was, and we took advantage of it. And so, you know, we want to go outside of our area code to really motivate and inspire and encourage kids that hear about us, that see us on TV, that don't really necessarily have, you know, the access to us. Mm-hmm. And so we want to bring it to them. And so we wanted to just bring it, you know, to a bigger facility, seeing that the growth at you know, of what we've done in the last 2 years, it grown just, you know, in a short period of time. Mm-hmm. So we just wanted to find some way, somehow, to really expand on what we were doing and what we do as individuals to really, you know, inspire and motivate these kids outside of our own area code.
And I think that's great, and I think Alabama State is a great place for you guys to have it, with the facilities not only, but also with the history that Montgomery holds, you know, from civil rights days to all the things that it holds nationally here in Montgomery. This is a great place for you guys. And to be honest, a lot of you guys have went on to have bigger careers than a lot of the guys that come from Montgomery that played sports. So to have the kids in this area see you guys, I think it's going to be something great. I think it's going to be awesome. But I do have to say this. We know you can hoop. You know, we've seen you in NBA All-Star Weekend, celebrity games, and other celebrity games. And even last year, a viral video went out of you dunking on somebody. So what can we expect this Saturday from T.O. on the basketball court?
Right now, man, it's been a lot of talk about that dunk. It made Sports Center.
Yeah.
So again, we were down in the game by like 20 something point, but you know, we made a valiant effort to make it competitive. We got back in the game. We ended up losing by, I think, like by one or two. Mm. But obviously, like I said, you know, it stung because, again, you know, people from the Alexander City community, our high school, you know, it's sort of like bragging rights, you know, going back and forth. Right now we're 1-1. Mm-hmm. But, again, like I said, even though we lost, my dunk was pretty much, it was a highlight in what everybody kind of remembered. So, again, us being down 20-something, and I think everybody thought we were going to, you know, kind of get blown out. That didn't happen. But, you know, it's fun, man. You know, Jamaria Moon has already been talking trash.
Oh, yeah.
He wants to get me back. I don't think that's not going to happen. That's one thing you don't do is tell somebody what you're going to do. But I will try my best. He's a very great athlete. I will try my best not to, you know, be on anybody's poster or anybody's highlight. And I'm definitely not trying to, you know, follow up my dunk with being dunked on ESPN. So, man, it's a lot of fun, man. We have, you know, a lot of guys in the community, obviously, that look up to me, that follow my career. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody's been watching the Toronto Bucks series. Mm-hmm. You know, you see Drake on the sideline, you know, having a good time, inspiring, pumping up his city. We have our own version of Drake in our Alexander City. His name is Mon Creighton. We went to school with him. So
okay.
Mon is going to be our version of Drake.
Okay.
During the game. So everybody's excited about the game, man. You know, since we announced it, looking forward for a great, you know, outcome, crowd participation. And we can't thank, you know, Alabama State enough for giving us the opportunity to play the game there at their facilities and partner with us. We're probably, you know, and doing this game and probably doing some greater things down the road. So, I know a lot of guys, you know, are very, very thankful and grateful for the opportunity as well. And I'm sure a lot of people will be able to hear that from themselves, you know, when the time is right.
Yeah, and exactly. I did want to put that bug in your ears for the last thing. I did get a chance to talk to Jamario on last week, and you know he alluded to you dunking on his teammate. Now he did say if he gets the chance, he's gonna try to meet you at the rim. So not only that, I got a chance to also talk to Mr. Scotty Vines, who said he said he just turned 40, but he said them legs still got some bounce in them. You know, so he was like, he's looking to meet Jamario, but Jamario did say he's still playing in the Big Three, so y'all don't want to come up there with him. So I don't know. I'm just excited to see what's going to happen.
Hey, the only thing that's preventing me from playing in the Big Three is that I'm not NBA sanctioned.
Oh.
I feel like I have NBA-worthy talent and skill set. But because of, you know, me not playing in the NBA, I'm not able to. I mean, there's a lot of guys over the last two to three years that this Big Three has been implemented. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had some guys in the NBA vouch for me and try to talk to Ice Cube and the powers to be to allow me an opportunity to play. Because they, you know, I live in Los Angeles. I play with a number of guys, a lot of pickup, you know, play with a lot of guys that played in the NBA, retired, you know, college, international, what have you. So, you know, like I said, I still got a little game. I may not have as much bounce as a lot of those guys that are now still playing, but I can hold my own.
So, yeah.
We're looking to represent, you know, for Alexander City. The main thing about this really is just, you know, having fun and really giving back and showing, you know, people in the community that we are accessible. You know, we want to give back, and these are things that we've been blessed with. In the Bible, it says, "To whom much is given, much is required." And, you know, we feel like it's a responsibility for us, and it'd be in vain for us to do and achieve some of the things that we've achieved and not give back. And so, I know these guys personally, so it's going to be a lot of fun, man, and I'm looking forward to it and wishing everybody, you know, come on out and support, and it's going to be good. It's going to be a good game.
Hey, Terrell, I totally appreciate this time, man, you taking out to talk with me. And I think, man, after we get off this conversation, man, we got to start the campaign of let T.O. in the Big Three. We got to get you in there, man. We got to get you in there because, like I say, we've seen you playing over the years. We know you got the game to do it. And like you say, man, those guys they're doing their best to keep it going. And we need to get we need to get you in the Big Three, man. I think it'll be great.
I know, man. They ain't gonna let me, but I appreciate the efforts and you know, of a lot of guys. But again, like I said, you know, to play in the Big Three, you gotta be able to bang with those guys. And so, you know what? Maybe it's a good thing, but I appreciate the opportunity. But yeah, it's the Big Three. Hey, those guys are for real.
Yes, sir. Hey, Terrell, man. Thank you for this time, man. We greatly appreciate it. If in any other anything else you need in the future, man, you need from here at Alabama State or WVAS, we'll be glad to do it, man. And thank you, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
All right, no doubt, man. Y'all just you know, follow me, keep up with my social media.
Yeah, go ahead and drop that for them for those who don't know.
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram at Terrell Owens, and you can find me on Facebook. You know, I have a fan page and I have a personal page. You know, just find me. You know, the authentic one. One has my logo on and one has a picture of me looking all handsome and stuff, you know, as I always am. But, yeah, all my social media, pretty much you can have a, you know, direct link and insight to what I got going on. So I'm always having fun engaging with the fans on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all of that. It's at Terrell Owens.
Gotcha. I know, and we all know you got the blue verified check, so if it's not verified, y'all know it's not the real one.
Right.
Exactly.
Know.
All right, Terrell. Well, I'm gonna hit you up on social media, and like I say, hopefully when you get down here Saturday, we'll get a chance to see each other and chop it up some more.
All right, no doubt.
All right, thanks a lot, Terrell.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.